How do I explain to my very Catholic family that there is no purgatory?
Purgatory. And the short answer I would give you, Lisa, is ask them to show it to you in the Bible.
I do.
And they will take, well, first they'll go to the priest, and he will tell them to take you to 2 Maccabees 12, I think 24. And you go, did you know that Jesus did not believe that was part of the Bible? And they will go and go back to their priest, and the priest will not know either, and they'll go to the archbishop or something. And because purgatory isn't in the Bible, it's only in Maccabees. So then with purgatory, if it's not in the Bible,
then it's not real.
They have a bigger problem. See, that they are willing to go against the Bible and to believe a doctrine that's not in the Bible. And so then you back up and you say, instead of talking about purgatory, then what I do with them is I spend time going over Peter's messages and Paul's messages, because those two preach the gospel and are recognized by the Roman Catholic Church as clearly being, you know, especially Peter the Pope. And I actually have a study called The Gospel According to Peter. And it's amazing. It's interviewing Peter and say, Peter, do you believe in purgatory? And what Peter said is that silver and gold, you know, we don't have silver and gold to purchase our salvation, because remember they were trying to. And he says, no, it's only through the precious blood of Christ. And so that's one way I do it. But usually this one, I don't want to get in a debate with them over the Roman Catholic doctrine of purgatory. What I want to get in a discussion with them is their hope founded in the Word of God or something else?